Car boot, 15th of April, part 2. And you're going to laugh. I know you're just going to laugh. But my wife just shot over to the loo's for a little bit. And the moment she left, this lady was rummaging through the new bras box, brasieres. And started asking probing questions to me about, do you know what size this is? And I went, oh, man, oh, there should be a tag on it somewhere. And, oh, yes, oh, found the tag. Yeah, oh, that's a 36C. Yes, you see, it's for my daughter. And, oh, she's all fine. And so then she had another rummage and she picked another one out, this lovely colourful thing. It was very nice, actually. I must admit, it was a bit tasty. And she says, and how much is this one? What size is it? And I said, oh, it's a tag. I said, okay, this is a tag. So I'll do a deal on the two. I said, so long as you come back and show off the colourful one when you've had it on for a bit. She was very good, actually. She says, well, it's for my, both are for my daughter, she says, but I'll say to her if she wants to come down and let you see it on. So I sold two bras, and when I came back, my wife got back from the toilets, I just told her that I just owned two bras. She just fell about in fits. I was actually standing talking to this woman, trying to talk sense about bras, and bear in mind there were about another 10 women round about the table listening to me talking a load of rubbish. I mean, bras are nice, actually, but I think we're wandering into another subject here. I really wanted to tell a little story in this book about a guy called Scott. Scott's picture will be the one that accompanies this particular second part book. Now, Scott and his wife have been doing car boots for many, many years, long, long before we even started. And we only really got to know them from this particular car boot over the years. And we tried to get, unusually quite successful, to get next to them. And he sells, you wouldn't believe what he sells, anything. He could sell an anchor. He could sell fur coats in the equator. He just picks up things like old World War One or Two memorabilia, anchors, every kind of garden implement you can think about, every kind of tool, even rations, you know, a soldier's rations from the First World War, salt tablets. I could go on. This is the kind of thing that Scott picks up and then sells here, and believe me, he can sell the stuff. He's got great power. He's such a wonderful, wonderful, cheery guy. And he's actually reared his son, young Scott, since he was a little boy, who's now similar to Scott and just over about 6 foot tall and a big strapping lad, and he now comes down on the odd occasion and sells alongside his dad. So basically what happened to Scott was, as I said, he's a great character, and he's just a laugh. He goes about in the car boots with a pair of shorts, usually a rugged denim, really rugged denim or leather shorts, stout shoes and a t-shirt, and always wears a big floppy hat, you know, one like the kind of Australian hat kind of things. And that would even be in the dead of winter. Scott hardly had ever had clothes on. Well, the story with Scott is that towards the end of last year, we came back down for a car boot here, and Scott was here with his family again. And he was wearing a shirt and long trousers and had his big hat on. And of course I said to him, you know, it's strange, Scott, that why are you wearing that? That's not like you. Feeling the cold? And he says, no. He started to tell me the story. Skin cancer. Melanomas all over his body. And to cut a very long story short, he related all this to me. He cannot now go out in the sun. He has to. Even today, it's a beautiful day today, now it's occasional cloud, which is blanking the sun off. Even at that, he can't wear meat. I'm looking at him just now, and he's covered up completely. Only his hands is showing, apart from his face, of course, below his hat. And he has to do that because he has been warned. No more sun. or you're going to die. And the consequence of that is his wife, who wore the same things, shorts and t-shirts. And she's a big woman as well. I don't mean obviously fat, but I mean she's quite a big, strong, strapping woman. They're in their, I'd say they're in their late 50s, early 60s, similar to us. And she's, because of what happened to Scott, she's now covering herself up completely as well. She's obviously had a fright, in case she gets it. Now, what he said to me was the doctor, or the surgeons told him, that the reason he's having the problems is all those years of going about the way he was, below the sun, no matter what the weather was. He was just getting far too much sunshine in his skin. And you wouldn't believe that, wouldn't you? I mean, he said himself he loved the sun. I don't know if he sun worshipped when he got home, you know, if they went out sunbathing, lying out the back garden or things like that. But obviously, this is a consequence of that. So it's a damn shame, because I mean, he was a guy that enjoyed the fresh air, he enjoyed the sunshine being out there, and he's still the same character. He's still the same Scott. He's still got the same character. He winds everybody up. He wears daft hats. He can sell anything. He's got great part, you know. Last time we were down, he had a leather belt from school. And a guy says, oh, it's been years since I've seen one of those. And Scott says, yes, and you can get a free demonstration if you like. It's just great part, you know. And he sold the belt, by the way. This guy took it. I don't know why. But it's just to show you that even guys like that, you know, just get caught out later in life, and now he cannot even afford to have his forearms open because the melanomas would just grow and he would be, well, obviously seriously ill. Damn shame. So I thought I'd just tell you a little story about Scott. An old guy just a couple of cars down for us has been playing some fantastic music today. I'll let you hear about it. Usually, or occasionally we get someone, like one of those young guys that comes down and wants to have things banging out. This modern music drives everybody crazy. Such pleasant today in the sun to hear this kind of music going on. And everybody's enjoying the music. They're all commenting on them. So, and I have my own special angel here with me today. She's tending to the stall. That was sweet, wasn't it? If I said that to her, she'd probably look at me and wonder what I was up to. But she's my special angel. Approaching 1 o'clock, 1 p.m. now, and it's been extremely busy. I mean, I'm looking down from the top. This place kind of runs down a little slope, and I'm up at the, if you like, the west end, looking east down over the cars. And it's been amazing, the people that's been here today, the shoppers. I mean, the last time I seen this was in the height of the summer last year, I think. So I don't know what's brought everybody out today. It is a nice day, but just strange. Anyway. What I was going to say was, you know those, if you listen to part one of this boo, I sold some bras. Guess what? My wife shot off to the toilets again 10 minutes ago, and the first thing I sold within 2 minutes was another pair of bras. Must be something about my face. I must look like a right... Oh no, I wouldn't say it. But you know what I mean. Sorry, a little bit of mucky humour there. But yes, yes. It's been a good day. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. I always enjoy it when it's sunny because I just love feeling the warmth of the sun. Watching all the people and the kids and the wee doggies and the big doggies and everything else going on. People just out enjoying themselves and you know that they're planning their day. They'll come here, they'll go to the wee shop, they'll go and get a big burger. Then they'll head somewhere for tea or coffee along the big garden centres that stretch along the length of the Clyde at this point. I think I said before about the Clyde Valley, if you're ever in Scotland for any length of time, of course, because you maybe if you're coming for a short period, as did Acrobat and Poirée, and Jacqueline B was up at Glasgow. But if you ever come for a few days, take the chance to come down here on the Clyde Valley on a Sunday. Really, Sunday's the best day to come. And travel along the Clyde Valley, upstream from the Glasgow end. You'll just suddenly hit garden centres and coffee shops and lovely pub bar restaurants. The Popinjay is a very famous one here. Very lovely place, absolutely. It's old world, old features. And this is all along the river bank, as it were, along following the meandering river. And right up into Kirkfield Bank, which is at the bottom of the great big brae that runs really steep and winding up into Lanark itself. The river, of course, heads upstream at a lower level until it comes to New Lanark, which is a heritage and historic place. You may have heard of New Lanark. And that is worth a visit, so if you ever come here, have a go at that. Follow it upstream and all the way to New Lanark and get out at New Lanark and go and visit the Heritage Centre and take a wee walk up the river to the falls. They're not massive falls. But it's nice to just go there and it's a lovely centre. They've turned it into a fantastic tourist centre and the Heritage Houses open up in the summer season from Easter. The people actually stay in them and they open their doors and you can go in and have a look around the old mill houses and see the tourist features that's there. And there's a massive big weir there. It's a joy to sit there and have a cold drink or a bite to eat. So that was a bit of tourist promotion for the Clyde Valley in Scotland. So I don't know there's much more to say about the car boot today. You can only say so much, can't you, each car boot, unless certain things happen. And today seems to have been a bra event. I'm going hunting for something before people start packing up. It's usually about this time to now in about 3 o'clock that people start drifting away, the sellers. And we'll be away shortly anyway, so need to get back and dive into bed for an hour or two and try and catch up some sleep. So I won't finish it, just in case I have something else to say, in case something exciting happens. But we'll see.